Hi there. Bumping Uglies is a podcast that often contains strong language, explicit subject matter, and dark humor. Listen at your discretion. Thanks and enjoy the episode. Hello again. Welcome back to Bumping Uglies. My name's Rachel. That's Ashley.
Hey.
I don't know what we're talking about today yet. It was Ashley's turn to pick. But before we get started with today's topic, I would like to revisit last week's topic and for an update and let you all know that I was correct in saying that I'm sure this happens to everyone because my male roommate has now also started playing Words with Friends, and he mentioned to me completely on his own today, like, isn't it weird how people just start messaging you?
Which one was it?
James.
Oh.
So, no surprise there, but I just thought I'd let everyone know it doesn't matter that I'm a woman. It happens to everybody.
Was it women messaging him?
I didn't ask. I just assumed because it's been men messaging me. So, that's not fair of me to assume, but probably. And also, James is definitely, straight.
Oh, no, I wasn't meaning that towards him. I just meant, you know, that doesn't stop people from messaging.
Well, I feel like if it was a dude that had messaged him, he might have said something, like,
he would have been a little more
mean about it. You know, like a slur, if you will.
He might have been a little bit more dramatic about it. Like, oh my god.
These fucking dudes. Yeah, exactly. but, so I assumed it was women, but I just want everybody to know I'm not the only one. There's now two members of this household that have been victims, if you want to call it that. Nothing bad happened except for it was unwanted.
Let's use a less dramatic word.
I'm a victim of Words with Friends. You know. I feel like, never mind, I'm not gonna say it. Let's move on.
I feel like both of us are having problems talking today.
I think I have problems talking every day, and I think Andy would, could verify that for me, but Ashley usually, like, has it, like, nailed down pretty well.
Okay. Are you ready to know what we're talking about? So, today, for funsies.
For funsies.
Because I unraveled. So, I originally wanted to talk about things men want you to do in the bedroom, but, like, you refuse to do. Ooh. Or you're not really into. But then when I started looking for that, these articles came up of, like, what men really want you to do in the bedroom. And I'm like, no, that's not what I want. Because it's stupid shit.
It's anal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was just things like that. Or, you know, like, touch him more or whatever. It wasn't, like, what I was looking for.
Swallow. Touch yourself.
I already do that. So, then it got me on...
They all heard that.
Well, I did say it. I didn't mouth it.
Mouth it. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, so...
I'm so punny.
So punny.
So, then it got me off on to... That was another one. Got me off. Anyhow. Hey, spiraled down to... confessions
of a teenage drama queen, like, of a shopaholic.
No
kind of confessions.
Sexual secret confessions.
Ooh, okay.
So I thought it'd be fun to do that.
And are then we confessing or are you reading me confessions?
I was gonna say at the end we will confess something, so you be thinking about what you want to confess, Rachel.
That I haven't said on here. Or in general.
I had thought about what I was going to say, but now I've forgotten, so hopefully by the end I'll remember.
Alright.
If not, I'll think of one. I mean, a real
Let's
one.
Hear it. Like, a real
not
one.
Not a made-up one.
I can make something up.
Okay. So these are, I don't know who wrote these. Some of them tell me if they're both men or both women or, you know. Whatever. Let me see here where I'm going to start.
At the beginning would be good.
No, I don't like the ones at the beginning. They're stupid.
She said no. She don't follow the rules.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Okay. One time a guy asked me if I could pretend to be his sister during sex.
Oh, boy.
But what I want to know, because this is all it says, I want to know, did you do it?
I want to know, did you do it? And I would like, I want to know if she did it. But I would also like to know how you feel about, like, incest roleplay and incest porn.
I'd be like, what the hell's wrong with you? Now, okay. Porn is a different story. I don't mind watching a good, like, stepbrother or stepdad type thing.
Okay.
So that's not really incest. Because they're not technically like related.
Weirdly taboo.
Right. I do. Yeah. I don't mind a good stepbrother or stepdad. Okay. Scenario. But if a guy asked me to pretend to be his sister, I'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
That's a hard no. Okay.
Or I'd be like, is this your actual sister or stepsister?
do we want to be related or just forced to live together because our parents love each other?
And then like, if he says related, I'd be like, nah.
Bye.
I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
I do think the pornos where the stepson finds, like, the stepsister or the stepmother, like, trapped somewhere, they're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're, like, they don't even try to sell a good trap. They're just like, oh, I put my body in the dryer and now I'm stuck here even though it's clearly big enough for me to get out.
Right.
Anyway, okay, confession number two.
So, this one's not that great, but I like it because it involves Star Wars, and I like Star Wars. Yeah. So, it says, the most amazing sex I had could not happen again because it freaked me out that his apartment was full of Star Wars figurines and Lego models. I love Star Wars as much as the next person. Being naked in front of Yoda felt inappropriate.
That feels like a weird personal issue they have because, like,
right?
Unless it's... like, disturbing collectibles or paraphernalia, like, it really shouldn't matter to you what someone collects. And you shouldn't feel uncomfortable in front of, like, figurines.
Right.
Unless they're, like, even if they are Jesus, like, they're just figurines.
Like I said, I didn't care. Like, that one wasn't a better one, but it was just funny, because I like Star Wars.
Yeah. That is, I mean, Andy, like... I can't imagine most people would have an issue with that.
Yes. Okay. So the next one. This one's just weird. I masturbate in most beds I sleep in, regardless of whose it is or why I'm there. Assuming I'm alone, like I'm visiting a friend and I sleep in their spare room or something.
I mean, I feel like that's not that weird, is it?
I mean, I guess not. It just... I guess when I pictured it in my head, it was like she was going around masturbating.
Oh, in like just like in every room? Yes. No. But like if you're going to stay somewhere, especially for like, I don't know, a while, I'm going to guess that most people masturbate, even if they wait till they're in the shower or something. You know?
I'm trying to think if I've ever done that while visiting you. I don't think so.
I don't know. I feel like when you visit me, we're like pretty busy though, so.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, kind of, or, like, you're too drunk, and, like, I've never gotten, like, super hammered and been like, I should definitely touch myself. I'm, like, way too stupid for that at that point.
I like this one. It says, first time I tried out anal sex, a friend was asleep in the same room.
What? Anal?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good lord.
I feel like that'd be a great time. Rachel's over there asleep. Hey, give me some anal.
I will say, like, Ashley's probably been unfairly present for, like, several of my sexual encounters in life. But definitely not anal.
She draws like, why the would line. You,
what if they, like, number one, if it's your first time trying that, it's awkward anyway. Because, mm-hmm. like, you're not sure, like, you're uncomfortable, whatever. And, I don't know, dude. Like, why would you want to also risk somebody waking up for that?
Well, and also, it can be unpleasant the first time. So, I mean, again,
it can be unpleasant several times.
Well, yeah, but again, like, the first time, you know, like you were saying, I feel like you'd be making, like, noises, and you could potentially be, like...
You could be crying, and then your friend wakes up, and you're crying, and your friend's like, oh my god, like, get off of her, like, she thinks something horrible is happening, and you
Or, like, your friend wakes up, and your friend is crying, and then you notice, oh, she has a dick in her ass.
Which is, could still be alarming, you know?
I'd have been like, really? You couldn't have, like,
honestly
had to be in the same room?
You're like, why didn't you just wake me up and ask me to watch? Honestly. Like, it's not different.
I'm a light sleeper, I would have heard. She is. That's how I've been present for some of Rachel.
I mean, that... we were sleeping in the same room, like... But... You know, and I'd say alcohol was the cause of a lot, but that's not true, so. That was really before I drank too much. Alright, number, I don't know what number one, it's 12.
It's I don't know 12. What we're on.
It might be five.
Next one, we'll just say next one. We won't give numbers.
Yeah. I'm just going to start assigning random numbers.
Again, this one wasn't terrible, but it's just funny because it's something I like. Not, like, I like it also, but, like, the Star Wars thing, like, I like it.
It says, like, you enjoy this.
No. It says, most of my fantasies involve aliens, experimentation, and government conspiracy storylines. I'm just a less shitty Mulder looking for their Scully. That's why I liked it, because it brought up Mulder and Scully.
I just think, like, a lot of people... fantasize or like not even fantasize but like to read about things like that because if it feels like it would never ever happen, so the idea of it is super taboo and super, I don't know, you're curious about it, you know, it's a fascination.
I think the weirder one is the government
for it.
I think the weirder part of it is the government conspiracy storyline.
I mean, there's lizard people living in Washington, D.C. or something, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
That's a story waiting to happen right there. I'm just walking my butt around the streets of D.C. and out from the gutter reached a lizard hand and pulled me in like Pennywise. There it is. That's the beginning of my very first book I'm ever going to release. You heard it here first.
So the next one, all it says is, ate a banana out of a guy's ass. Toronto, 1998.
I have a question. I have a couple questions, but this is my biggest one. Did he insert it completely without breaking it, and then the guy, like, pushed it back out and he ate it as it was coming out? Or they stuck a little bit in and he ate it down to the part that was actually in his ass?
Cause I have those questions along with, is this two men, is this a man and a woman?
Well,
also,
I think
I like,
that really matters because it's an ass and a mouth. Like,
it's
to me,
details.
It doesn't matter what
I
want to
know
are.
The details, but I want to know the details. I'm trying to paint a picture in my head. They already set the scene for Toronto, 1998.
The only picture that matters to me is, was the banana fully in someone's ass, and then somebody ate ass-covered banana.
It's like chocolate-covered banana.
Or did they eat down to the ass, and it was just like a banana holder? Like, I've always wanted that. Just something to hold my banana so I can use both my hands.
Banana holder.
Banana holder, yeah.
Okay, this one's just a shit person. It says, I was dating a married man, knew it, though I spun it was he was separated, and played the I had no idea card. That's just a shitty person.
First of all, I don't think that you should sleep with married people unless, like, that's a thing that they're allowed to do. But second of all, if you want to sleep with married people, and they want to sleep with you, that's kind of on them because they're the ones that are married.
Yeah, but you shouldn't do it knowing that they're married.
And I agree.
And
but
it's
I'm
like
saying,
the guy.
Like, if
it's
they're
like
seeking
the guy.
People out, that's not really on...
No, but exactly. It's your choice not to sleep with them.
Yes.
Just like that guy that was married and wanted to fool around with me. And I said, does your wife know about this? And he was like, of course not. And I'm like, well, then no.
No. Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's it's even, your choice not to be a shitty person.
Even on some, like, whatever, on some things that I go on, there's people there that are, you know, fully indulging in all kinds of behaviors, but they're all, you know, consensual and whatever. But every time I get a message or whatever, like, I always check people's profiles to see, like, what they say, who they are, look at their picture. And a lot of people put on their profile, like, I'm married, my spouse doesn't know about this, like, I'm just looking to have fun. And I'm just like, immediately just like, no.
Because, like, it's not okay.
Why do you do that?
But I feel like, coming from a person that has been cheated on and lied to and all of this, mm-hmm. I would never do that. Now, if he had said, yeah, my wife knows about it, we're in an open relationship, then I would have considered it.
Yeah.
Because his wife knows about it.
Then you also have to decide for yourself at that point.
Does she really know about it?
Well, does she really know? But also, like, can I just be okay with, you know, like, fooling around?
Oh, yeah.
Once or a couple times, because there's no relationship that's going to come of this.
But that's what I'm saying. The fact that this person played the I had no idea card and they really knew, mm-hmm. like, you're just being shit.
I agree.
The last one for this article,
mm-hmm.
and it's not that weird, but I just think it's funny. It says, I super want to try those furry tail butt plugs, but my partner thinks it's weird. And it's got a bunch of E's in the weird. That's why I liked it.
I want to purchase one just to see what they really look like. I don't believe that I want to try it out.
I could put it in there.
What'd you say? You're going to put it in?
I said, I'm going to put yours in.
Oh, thanks. Might be hard on my own, I don't know. I just...
Now this next article that I...
That one's weird for me. Yeah. It's super weird. Go
ahead. I just liked it because they put like 10 E's in the word weird.
Weird.
Okay, and then that, I'll go ahead and tell you what... Oh no, I have to come back to you because I done clicked off of it and I don't know. What, it was something Coast, the article. This one comes from Thought Catalog. These go into a little bit more detail. I like them. They answer maybe some questions. We'll start with number one on this one, Rachel.
Okay.
You'll be so Tell happy. Us. So it says, I'm female. In my mid-teens, I was severely depressed and became addicted to masturbation as a coping method.
Whoa.
I once orgasmed 83 times in one day. I wish I was exaggerating. Literally spent the entire day in bed masturbating, minus bathroom breaks. That's a lot.
That's so many. And number one, I feel like that would get uncomfortable. Like, just laying in bed doing that all day would get uncomfortable. And also... How could you touch yourself that many times and not just be incredibly oversensitized and, like, I would guess, like, raw, because yeah. I'm guessing she's not coming, like, every 5 minutes. I'm guessing it takes her a minute.
Yeah, and I mean, we've talked about this before, that I like when I'm masturbating to orgasm a few times, but it's nowhere near that count.
This is gonna sound weird, when I was doing that the other day, I thought about you saying, I always do it more than once, and I was like, oh, I could try, like, I could do it, because I've done it a couple times, but it's definitely not normal for me, and I couldn't do it, I didn't want to do it, like, after I finished, I was like, nope, that's good, I'm good, I'm set.
I think we should call this episode the one where Rachel thought about Ashley masturbating. While masturbating. Not Jesus. Me masturbating. Rachel didn't think about me masturbating.
I did not.
She
I
was mean, touching I guess herself.
In a roundabout way, but I, yeah. Yes. I was touching myself, and I just thought, like, oh, I could try it twice and see what happens, but I couldn't.
Like, you didn't even attempt it?
No, I did. I mean, like, I definitely could have finished again. Like, that's not an impossible thing to
if
do,
it makes you, if it makes you feel better, like, there's always, like, a few, like, a minute or so in between, like, before I start again.
I just, I think that I'm somebody that doesn't really masturbate.
I let it take a breather.
Funsies. It's definitely out of, like, a necessity. Like, I feel, I don't know, horny.
Yes, well, Rachel, I have
and
no
like,
one
once
right
I
now.
Finish, I know, but, like, I've always been that way. Like, once I finish, I'm like, cool, that urge is gone. I can move on to whatever else I'm doing in life.
But we also know that I have a way higher sex drive than you. So I also feel like that comes into play because, like, it for me, it's like I get that first one and then I'm like, oh, I need more. And believe me, I would much rather.
Cool, we done?
I would much rather have a real penis penetrating me than me masturbating. But when you don't have that.
Oh, me too.
Do what?
Me too. I would much rather have sex. I would rather have sex 5 times than masturbate 1 time. So,
oh yeah.
That.
But I don't have anybody right now.
Well,
so.
I'm sure some people really like it, but I like the sex that I have. So,
I mean, I think even if you do have somebody to have sex with, it's nice to masturbate every once in a while.
Yeah, every now and then you like, I don't know. It just feels. I guess it feels different. It feels good to, like, get back in touch with yourself.
I just wink, wait till wink. I... Get back in touch hey. With yourself.
We're on it today, guys. We got this.
Okay, we'll move on. Yes. To number 2 of this section.
It sounded like you said suction.
I know it did, because I kind of,
Anyway, go ahead.
I kind of stumbled there for a minute. So it says, I gave a guy a blowjob for $300 so I could afford to take my ex-boyfriend out on our 1-year anniversary. He didn't want to go in the end. So here's my thing about this one. I'll start this one off. What the hell kind of blowjob did you give to get $300? I mean, good mm-hmm. for you.
I guess I need a baseline. Like, how much do people normally pay for blowjobs?
I mean, I don't know, but I feel like $300 is some damn good money.
I mean, it is, that's a lot for a blowjob?
I'd give somebody a blowjob for $300.
I mean, shit, me too, but, like, I'm trying to find the guy who's walking around just going, like, you want to give me a blowjob? And I'm like, no, and he's like, how about $300? And I'm like, well, I didn't know that was on the table.
You're like, wow.
You have to lead with that.
Also, I like that in the end, her boyfriend didn't want to go. But I also want to know, did he not want to go because he knew you got $300 blowing some dude?
Oh, that's an important detail. I hope so. Because, like,
yeah.
Instead of doing that bad thing, why not just do a cheap thing? Like a cheap date?
I mean,
date, like
I guess... I guess from assumption, like, you know, they didn't put on there, he broke up with me because he found out, so maybe he didn't know that's why, and he just was like, nah, I don't want to go out tonight.
Oh my god. I would be devastated.
That would be
one of...
You don't
know what I had to do.
Yeah.
You don't know what I had to do to plan this night.
Like, that's when it would slip out. If you weren't telling him about it, that's when it would slip out, because you'd be like, you stupid motherfucker. Do yes. you know what I did to get this money to take your ass out?
I'd be like, you're gonna go get in the shower, put some clothes on, smell good, and we're going out. And I don't want to hear anything else about it. He'd be like, whoa. He'd be like, I just didn't feel like it. I'm like, I don't care what you feel.
I'd be like, I don't care what you feel like. I just sucked a dick for $300. We're going out.
He'd be like, what? And you're like, oh, it's a metaphor for how hard I worked for this money.
Oh.
Oh my my God.
Okay. Anyone out there that's willing to offer me $300, hit me up.
I'm going to need more money than that because I got to travel.
I mean, we can start off with $300. I can give you more than one blowjob.
$300 plus travel and room and board. Thank you.
So, number three says, I'm sexually attracted to older, fat, balding, hairy men, which has led me to sleeping with a couple of my dad's friends.
Dad bods? That's like a thing.
I know.
Isn't that Kesh? That was like Kesh's whole thing.
She I just like that it was bod. It was a fat, balding, hairy man.
Couldn't just be a hairy older man. Had to be fat and balding. Very important. I like to watch myself in their head as I... Never mind. They shine.
We're moving
if
on.
They do it right, the heads are shiny.
Go ahead. Rachel's going to give your bald head a spit shine so she can look at herself.
That's the most vain thing ever.
Put some elbow grease into it. What are you doing to my head? Oh, I'm really into spitting on it. I want to see myself in it. Turns me on.
I like to watch myself when I do things to you.
Turns me on, Daddy.
Oh, no. She said the D word.
Were you so proud of me of how easily it come out?
I really was.
Normally, I don't like to call people that.
That is something... That's something nobody's asked me to call them in person. So it's never been something I've had to confront. I don't think I can.
Also,
do it.
When
I'm
I
not
didn't,
sure.
Also when I didn't do it, he shoved his big dick down my throat.
Oh,
and
wow.
Held it on there.
He was like, "You can't call me daddy. I'm gonna choke you."
Yes, with his penis.
With his penis.
And held my head on there.
That's always fun.
I feel like that should be when I should cry and be like, it was a real traumatic time. Okay, so this next one, I like that they, again, added this detail. Once when I was 15, I was watching a jerk-off instruction video. And I'm going to be honest, I found it really kinky that she was telling me what to do and really got into it. She tells me to speed up, I speed up. She tells me to edge, I edge. She tells me to put something up my ass, I put an orange highlighter up my ass and the lid comes loose in my rectum.
Why would you put it... Why would you put it lid first?
Also, I like that they added that it was orange. Wasn't no yellow highlighter.
It's part of the memory. That's weird. That's too weird. Had to be orange. Like a carrot. Here's the thing, and this is not just about this story, but, like, it goes, I don't like instructional things because I have this thing inside me that's like, you can't tell me what to do or how to do it. So immediately when she's like, go slow, I'd be like, fuck you, and just finish. And that goes for,
Rachel's a rebel.
Yeah, I mean, there's just something inside me that's like, don't listen. And that goes for, like, in my actual life, too. Unless you're gonna, like, if you're gonna, like, tell me something and follow through with some sort of, like, consequence or whatever, if you can't make me believe that I should listen to you, I'm not going to.
I'm debating on whether to read this one.
Okay, why?
Well, because it's funny. But I feel like there are funnier ones that I could read.
Okay.
Screw it, I'll just go ahead and read it. As a child growing up, I was very horny. I'm a 20-year-old woman now. I learned about my sexuality at a young age, and I know that it is very common in children to masturbate without knowing they are if they are. I grew up thinking I was strange. At first, I didn't know, but I soon learned and watched porn from the third grade. I can honestly say there is no surface in my childhood home that I had not humped. The stairs, the fridge, the counter, the microwave once, the figurines we had around the house, you name it, and I ground my vagina on it.
What the heck?
It is odd because I do not have that high of a sex drive now. I do masturbate a lot more than I have, I do masturbate a lot more than I have sex, but nothing too frequently.
They used up all of their masturbation. They used up all of their sex drive.
Grinding their vagina on the fridge.
It's over now. I did not do anything like that, like a surface or I don't know, like figurine or household items, especially not as a like a child.
Yeah.
Did you do that? I didn't even know that was an option until a couple years ago when I heard somebody talking about it on a podcast.
I feel like maybe there was a time that I sat on like the couch arm. You know, the arm of the couch, and was like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. But I don't think, like, I grinded on the couch arm. You know what I mean? Like, I think I was on it and, like, moved, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. But I don't think I actually humped it. But hell, I don't know. I could have. Yeah. Who knows? I don't remember that shit.
And nobody, as far as I know, nobody's ever said anything to us about weird things like that in childhood, so I'm gonna say we did not do that.
Although, let's be honest, how we grew up, do you think they're honestly gonna bring up that we humped something at a young age?
Good point. Probably not. You got a point there.
I will say my small puppy was humping his toy this morning, and I was like, no! You are a baby!
He said, I am horny!
So this one cracks me up because, again, just how we mentioned how we grew up, you're gonna like this one, Rachel.
Oh boy.
I had sex in the balcony of my church with the church choir director, with the moonlight streaming through the stained glass. Hallelujahs were sung that we didn't get caught.
My god. Oh, okay, number one, we live in way too small of a community for that, so there was not even any, like, bangable people.
Also, we didn't have balconies in our church. It would have been on the floor.
You could have done it in the choir loft, like,
yeah,
slightly raised. Oh my god. Oh no. I could never. I would feel so dirty. That is, I don't think even like
dude.
Even as many years as it's been since I've stopped going to church, I still don't think I could do that in a church right now.
Listen.
I just think it's so
disrespectful. When I first had sex, he made me, and this was the first time I was meeting his parents as well. He made me go to church with them. And I felt really weird because I had just had sex for the first time and then went to this weird church.
And you're like, oh my god, the Lord saw
and I had
everything.
To sit, I had to sit beside his mother who kept looking over at me.
She's like, I know what you did. That's fun.
This next one's gross. I had drunk sex, and a week later, I found a condom inside of me.
Ew. A week?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just need to be so clear. Number one, you should be peeing after sex. Number two, if you were drunk and had sex the next day in the shower, why are you not, like, checking yourself? Like,
also,
there's nothing stopping
like,
you
I feel
from
like,
just,
how
like,
do you not
sticking a finger up
that?
There to make sure everything's okay. Also that.
Like, I feel like it would be
a
weird sensation.
A week and you didn't touch yourself at all to know that that was in there? I have a lot of questions about her hygiene, honestly.
Well, I'm sorry. That's all I can tell you. That's all that's written.
I don't know, dude.
Okay, this one is funny. My first sexual experience was with a close friend, and I ended up throwing up on a pillow after his dick went too far down my throat.
not the first time that I gave a blowjob, but that did happen to me when giving a blowjob. He came in my mouth and didn't tell me he was about to. And at this point, I had, like, swallowed a couple times. I was young. And I was just not ready for that to happen, like, with no warning. And it was, like, a lot and was really hot and just, like... So I started gagging, and we were in a car, so I, like, jumped out of the car and, like, spit it all out and started gagging. Like, it was awful. And he was so mad and so offended and was yelling at me because I was spitting it out. Like, he wanted me to just, like, suck it up and swallow it. He was super offended that I spit it out.
The guy that I was with that, you know, always gave big loads, he didn't care. Really? He didn't get offended. Although he was super happy the one time that I did do it, because, you know, if you're a dude that has a lot of cum, I feel like you have to have the right angle. Like, you have to be down the throat far enough to where it's not, like, swimming around in your mouth.
Yes. If you're, like, almost all the way out and then you do it, you just get this huge mouth. That's disgusting. That is so gross. I cannot do it.
And it's, like... And it's, like, something that you don't like, that you have to, like, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Here's what it's like. Here's exactly what it's
like. You need to be able to swallow it fast.
It's like when you're sick and you're coughing and a giant loogie comes into your mouth and then somebody looks at you and goes, swallow it. That's what it's like to have a whole mouthful of semen.
I'm moving on because that image of a loogie is just making me a little queasy. I used to use my stepmother's toothbrush with a plastic bag over the head to masturbate. Things went well until she kind of caught me. Was sure she didn't see anything until she bought a new toothbrush. Fuck, I'm cringing so hard right now. One, I feel like, do you hate your stepmother?
Why not your own toothbrush, or just, like, buy a spare?
Like, right? I feel like you hate your stepmom, and you're like, fuck you, bitch. But, like, you hate her, but at the same time, you're not willing to, like, get her germs in your vagina, so you're just like, oh, put a bag over it, and then go to town.
That's so weird. But, I don't know, there has to be some sort of hatred there.
That's what I feel like. Not, she's like, fuck you, stepmom.
If there's not, why that? There's so many other options besides that. Like,
also.
Literally, like, cucumber, carrot.
Also,
like,
why the head of
Sharpie,
the toothbrush?
A highlighter. Yeah, why the head, too? But, like, a hairbrush handle. Like, there's so many options.
Although, I think we've learned now, if you're gonna do a highlighter, don't do the cap end.
I thought everybody knew that, just, like, even if you don't masturbate with those. Like, I've never done that with one of those, but it just seems, like, duh. Especially in your ass. Like, that's not just gonna come out easy.
No. And, like, shit can get lost in your rectum, people.
I mean, it goes pretty high up, so...
That's what I'm saying. So this next one, it says, when I was a young girl, I remember being super horny and very curious. I had an equally curious girl best friend. We would, in parentheses, teach each other how to kiss with tongue and touch each other. We'd touch each other down there and then have them lick it off our fingers. Didn't even realize how kinky we were being until I got way older and really thought about it. It's also crazy since we would just casually be doing this on the couch in my living room while my parents were upstairs. I think we just knew it felt good and didn't know it wasn't normal to be doing it with each other. So this one's really fucking weird. It says, my first sexual experience was with my cousin when I was 14, but I tell people it was with my boyfriend at 16. And here comes the weird part. My cousin and I kept it up for 2 or 3 years, and I cheated on multiple boyfriends with him. So that is some incest.
Why? Like... How, yeah, I guess, like, how close of cousins, like.
I don't know. But
like
I feel
cousins,
like
six cousins?
I feel like I if it's know. Long enough down the line, I wouldn't be saying my damn cousin.
Well, that's probably true, too. But, like, that's weird. Like, and that, you're old enough then to know that that's probably a no-no. Like, you shouldn't be doing... It's not probably. It's a no-no. Don't do that.
Rachel, no, it's not probably.
No, I said probably, like...
So this next one's kind of wrong, too. Not kind of wrong. It is wrong.
Okay.
You could go to jail for this.
I don't know why
I keep looking at my microphone like I'm talking to you.
You're going to jail, Mike.
What?
Never mind. I was talking to the microphone. I said, you're going to jail, Mike.
Anyhow.
Because his name's Mike.
You named your microphone Mike?
No, I did it. Everybody says Mike instead of microphone.
Well, I'm going to be fancy and mine's going to be Mick. Mike. Mine's going to be Mick.
Mick. Ashley's going to go on stage somewhere and say, hand me that Mick. And they're going to be like, excuse me?
I would never go on stage. You should know this about me.
That's the wrong detail about that story.
Okay. So on to this one. It says, my first true sexual experience was when I was about 15 with a guy 20 plus years older than me.
I think that probably happens more than we think it
does. I mean,
does.
Yeah. But it's still not right.
And it's definitely illegal, but,
that's why
you
I said
know.
You could go to jail.
Yeah.
He took me out on a few dates to some nice restaurants and treated me really well. He went down on me once, got me off, and opened my eyes to masturbation. I had literally never done it before then, but I'm grateful every day that he enlightened me when he did. It was obviously all kinds of wrong, and I knew it back then, but didn't care, and harbor no ill feelings about it. Sometimes I Google his name to see if anything pops up.
At least it's like not a predatory thing, you know, at least it's a positive experience in her head.
It says, female, 23, about 19 at the time of this activity, masturbated in a porta potty once at work. 12-hour shifts, long-distance boyfriend, absolutely insane sex drive. Nothing penetrative, just rubbed one out. No porn or anything. Honestly, don't know how I managed to get off. In my defense, these were very clean units. Not like what you'd find during Mardi Gras or at a music festival that's just been left to be abused by thousands of people for several days. The best part is, years later, I heard all of my colleagues chastising a fellow male co-worker for being so gross and weird because he confessed to the exact same thing. This guy was the type to say and do outlandish shit. No shame, basically. It still makes me laugh to myself that they have no idea the little girl in the shop did the same fucked up shit as that guy. Me and him were always far more similar than they realized, but I knew... Boy, did I know.
Oh my god.
I feel like, how did you keep from not laughing over there while they were, like, giving him shit for it?
Right? That's... I would have been like, it's not that weird. Like, it's fine. It's a private area.
So this one's funny. It's not terrible. It's just funny. I slept with my douchebag coworker who no one likes. If anyone found out, it would be absolutely humiliating. He knows another coworker outside of work, so there's a good chance he will tell them eventually. Sucks because I slept with him too.
That's their tunnel buddies. I mean, if you're like, you're attracted to who you're attracted to for a number of reasons, so. I don't know why it matters if he's a douchebag. Like, that he could be really hot and great in bed. Like,
that's true.
You know what I mean? And I feel like we're all attracted to... I shouldn't say all of us. I think a lot of people are attracted to that, like, jerk. You know, there's that, like, person who just doesn't give a shit and says, like, rude things to everybody, but, like, somehow it works for them.
It depends.
Yeah, like, not all of them. Like, they're straight up assholes and you're like, oh, no. But there's some people who, like, make it work... comically for them.
Oh yeah.
That you're like, oh, you know? That's what I'm saying.
So this next one's kind of fucked up. It says, I used to go into chat rooms and say I was a 17 to 19-year-old girl. I was 21 to 23, still a girl, have a very high-pitched voice that sounds young, and give them a Google voice number to have phone sex with. I'd get off, hang up, delete the number from my account, and go to sleep. Repeat the next night.
Why? I know why you would pretend to be younger, because
that's but like I feel a taboo like...
thing for adult men, is like talking to like barely legal or barely illegal.
Okay, so that's people. Where you went with that? Because in my head, when I first why read it... Why you would
pretend
no, no.
to be slightly no. younger than you are?
In my head, when I first read it, I thought, are you talking to, like, 17 and 19-year-old boys?
Oh, I don't think so. My guess was she was talking to adult men, they were looking for younger women.
Yeah, yours makes more sense, but you know how, like, when you just first read something and that's what pops into your head?
Yeah.
That's why I said it was fucked up.
I can totally relate. And I don't know how you can tell by somebody's voice, like, how old they are. Unless they sound really old, because you can't hear me and be like 28.
Right.
Like, that's not a thing. That's not a thing at all.
I'm trying to find a good one to read for the last one. Well, this sounds like a good all right, one. Yep.
Is this the last one?
Yep, this is the last one. It sounds.
Okay, give us a good closer. Like a
good one. Okay. So, my significant other had to take me to the emergency room in the middle of the night last year for a dislocated shoulder. The reason we told the emergency room staff, he scared me, and when I reacted, my shoulder just kind of popped out. One, I feel like you should have a better story. And it says, the real reason, we were trying anal for the first time. My first time, not his. I was terrified of the situation, so I essentially told him to just get it over with. So there I am laying face down on our bed, naked, and a lot of lube was applied to both of us. He barely touched the tip of his dick to my butt cheek, and I wasn't ready at all. I flailed and thusly tore my shoulder all the way out of its socket and proceeded to cry as my poor significant other had to dress me and get me into the car. 15 minutes later, after hitting all the speed bumps, we arrive at the hospital. They made sure to ask if the injury was DV related, and as the first triage nurse left my room, she complimented my perfume that smelled like cherries and vanilla. It wasn't the perfume, and sitting for an x-ray with lube covering a large part of the bottom half of your body isn't comfortable. Oh, that's funny.
I feel like we've said this a lot in different ways, but anal is something you prepare for. It's not something you just get it over with. That's dangerous and uncomfortable.
Right.
Exhibit, I don't even know what letter we're on. Z.
Oh, man. But that was so funny. But yeah, I feel like you should also come up with a better hospital story. No one ever believes. It just popped out.
He scared my shoulder right out of his socket.
Like, yeah. You know damn good and well them nurses and stuff were like, mm-hmm, I bet.
They left, when they left that ER, the nurses were like, does he beat
what
it?
What do you think he really
or
did?
Or they were doing something dirty.
But I feel like in the context that she probably said it, it was probably like, they did something dirty. This was a sex related.
Yeah. Also, like, I like that their lube was
right, and that she complimented her on her perfume.
At least they picked a good lube, because there are fruit flavor lubes that do not smell good. It's like, it's not a good scent. That's hilarious. Good, I mean, not good for them. That's sad.
Okay, Rachel, do you have a confession?
Man, I've been trying to think, and, like, I just don't know, like, I was trying to think, like, of the weirdest place I had sex or, like, craziest thing I've ever done. And, like, I really don't, like, have a good one.
Nothing weird that, like, you and Andy do or...
I mean, we do all kinds of weird shit, but I don't think any of it's, a secret or a confession.
Any weird porn?
Okay, maybe. Okay, I mean, this is the best one I can give you, which is not that weird, but, like, I really like, I'm not even sure, like, sorry word. I'm very fascinated with porn about, like, giant insertions.
So, like, giant, like, fake penises, real penises, peni.
It doesn't matter what it is. Just, like, so it something that looks like it shouldn't be there. Like, it shouldn't fit. And it's not even, I'm pretty sure it's not a sexual thing. It's just, like, why do they want to do that? And, like, how do you get your asshole to do that?
Oh, it's in the ass?
What?
It's in the ass?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You didn't say it's that. You just ass. Said insertion.
It's in the ass.
Now I'm just imagining you sitting there watching this, like, oh my god. How are they getting it in?
I just can't, like, it just doesn't even, my brain cannot grasp how to do that or why you would want to do that to your body or how you can be, like, sexually turned right. on by that.
Well, this.
But I'm fascinated about
this it. This kind of goes with that. This isn't my confession, although I could use it as one because I don't know why I did it.
Shh. She's gonna give us two.
But when I was younger, and I mean not like young, because my brother was mm-hmm. still in high school, so it was probably like he was a senior. So I'm 7 years younger than him. So I wasn't young. But I don't know why, but he left his phone on the couch one time when he went to go get in the shower or something. And I don't know why I looked at it because I was like, I know he has dirty stuff on there. And I don't know why I looked at it, but I did. And I seen a girl shoving, like, it was like a GIF or GIF, whatever you call it. Yeah. And it was a girl shoving a baseball bat in her vagina.
Wow. See? Like.
It kind of scarred me. And I was like, ugh, why? And I really, like, when he came back, I would be like, why the fuck do you have that? That's fucking weird.
11-year-old Ashley's like, is somebody going to ask me to do that when I'm older? Is this what it happens?
Is this what men like?
I mean, 28-year-old Rachel is also like, is somebody going to ask me to do this one day? Because it's not happening.
No, but my confession does go around porn. So after I said that, when I was trying to get you to think of one, then I'm like, oh shit, she's gonna say porn, and mine's about porn. Because I was gonna say one, but I can't say it. So.
Okay.
I'm gonna do this one instead. And mine is sexual. I like to watch weird porn, obviously, but also I have found a porn that is called horror porn, and that is horror, not like whore. We've talked about this. My West Virginia accent,
like yes. scary.
And I've watched several videos of it, and it's like, it's kind of like one has a scary clown that's basically raping a girl. And not that I'm into, like, a rape fantasy or anything. I think I just like the weirdness of the mm-hmm. fact that it's, like, this weird, dirty clown. Or, like, they have one that's, like, a gross, disgusting mother who was, like, I'm assuming in the role, her daughter, like, making her, like, go down on her and all this. Like, it's just weird.
So, do you... I mean, I know you like horror films.
So I think it's just...
You think it's just, like, some sort of weird, like, mixture
right? Like, it's, like, just it's, like, a fascination, really but then it's, like, weird. Like, they're doing, like... I mean, it's not weird, but, like, they're doing weird things or whatever, or, you know, things, like you said, like, taboo. So I think that's what the sexual part of it is.
The very first porn I ever watched with that... I guess is it it's not horror, but it was supposed to be like a scary spoof or whatever, was called Ghost in an Itty Bitty Bikini or something like that. And it was on like HBO at like late night or something like that. And I just remember thinking like, oh my God, like, is this what I have to watch if I want to watch porn? Like, this is stupid.
Now, I did used to stay up late and watch like Cinemax and HBO softcore porn.
Oh yeah. It was just the most ridiculous thing though. Absolutely ridiculous in every way.
So before we end, I do have one thing that I wanted to ask you. I want to know if you know what this means. One, I may read you two because the other one's really funny. I feel like you may know this one, but I didn't know it was called this. I know the action. I didn't know it was called this. Do you know what queening is?
Queening?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, yay.
I'm pretty sure I don't.
Okay. Well, you'll know the action, but I didn't know it had a name, especially this one. Okay. Queening is just a glamorous name for sitting on someone's face. There's nothing more to it than that.
Hey, Andy. You want to get queened later?
You'll see if he knows what it is.
Andy! Let me get him, and I'll see if he knows what the other one is, too. He knows if whatever we've seen, he's seen more on the internet, because he's a little computer boy. He's not a little boy.
I might save the next one for... Oh,
do you know what queening is?
I think so.
What is it?
It's, like, face-sitting, kind of.
It is.
Ah!
She can hear you. Oh, there's one more. Hang on. Okay.
Oh, I was going to save that one, but I guess I can read it.
One for two.
Okay, so the next one's called figging.
Figging?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what figging is?
Not a clue.
Me neither. I didn't know what queening was.
Plums up your ass or something?
He's not far.
You're not far. That's what she says.
Figs up your ass. That'd be too easy. So, figging... Are you going to let him listen, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Can he hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So figging is one of those sexual acts that are so interesting it's fun to know what it means. But you have to wonder what it actually does. Or anyone actually does it. Figging is the act of inserting a piece of peeled ginger into someone's butthole.
Oh.
Which would burn, sting, and be quite painful. Figging allegedly originated as a non-sexual form of corporal punishment on female prisoners by the Greek and Roman empires.
It's in a lot of romance, like, not romance, like erotic novels, like with a dom sub thing or like a daddy
putting a piece of ginger thing up someone's ass.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, these days the term can also refer to the general infliction of consensual pain on the anus.
Consensual pain on the anus. Not a sentence I was thinking I was going to hear today.
Right?
What? So now we know what queening is and we know what figging is.
It'd be fun to have a couple of do you know sexual terms every week to guess.
Well, that's what I was kind of hoping, because, you know, we had talked about that before.
Yeah. I could have Andy pick them out for us.
That's true. Did he say no?
No, he said that's going to get dangerous.
I was like, Andy, why would you say no? Yeah, that's fine with me. So, yeah. That's all I have for you.
All right. I liked it. I think this was fun.
Whee!
So, we will... see you next time. Don't know when that's going to be. Sometime in February. This is our second January one, so that's probably all you get in this time, because I'm about to go on vacation finally. Yay!
Not me.
But anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Bye! We'd love to hear from you. Send us your stories, comments, questions, or subjects you'd like to hear us talk about to bumpingucast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. Please spread the word, subscribe, rate, and review to help us grow our podcast. Thanks for listening!